So pleased to welcome into the studio. It has been way too long. Jason Blaine is here.
Man, it's great to be back. Great to see you.
Yeah, great to see you. Okay, I'm going to rewind 11 years.
Okay.
Saskatoon should hold a special place in your heart because one of the best moments of any CCMA all time was with you when you won Song of the Year for They Don't Make Them Like That Anymore.
You're absolutely right. Saskatoon will always hold a special place in my heart for that. That is just one of the absolute highlights of my career, to win Song of the Year right here in Saskatoon. And to have, you know, my folks with me, my mom and dad flew out, and even more special, my grandparents, who never flew. And my grandpa said at the time, he said that year, he said, you know what, I've got a feeling. If you get nominated, we're going to come out just in case. And I said, you know, there's some big competition, you know, Dean Brody's in the category, and Dallas Smith and Johnny Reed. And I said, you know, our chances, I don't want you guys to come all the way out here and be disappointed. And he said, well, we'll just see what happens. He had a feeling. And that's why whenever I got up on stage and they announced my name, the first thing I said was, how did you know? You know?
Yes.
Just, it was just so magical.
You couldn't, again, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it again because that was so cool. And especially when the television cameras panned to him.
Yes.
A moment you're always going to have, right?
Yes. Can you believe that's 11 years ago? It's so crazy.
So what have you been up to since then?
Right. Well, a couple of tours across Canada, a bunch of shows, you know, over the years, a couple more records. And, and here we are back with a new single after a couple of years. It felt like we got lost in the desert for a couple of years during, you know, the dark COVID years.
Yeah, that's right.
And no, I'm so excited to be back on the airwaves, back right here on this station and with The Road That Raised You Up.
Okay, we are going to talk about that in just a few moments' time. But first, it's summer holidays, man. Everybody's out on holiday. And I don't know if you call touring around the country holidays or not, but I saw a picture online. You've been out golfing with Gord Bamford. I know you do a charity classic every year. What's your handicap?
Oh, I just, I don't know.
My driver.
I'm not good enough to, I'm not good enough to even start with that. But, you know, I'm kind of a, you know, if I'm a bogey golfer, I'm happy. You know, like that's a good day. Like, you know, anytime if I'm down in the low 90s, like I'm not, like that's a really good day for me. So, but we actually, and you know what, honestly, my score doesn't reflect how well, you know, I play sometimes. It's like, you know, I'm putting, right? But it just kills you, you know. But we had the best time. I was in Red Deer doing radio in the morning in Red Deer, and I just shot Gord a text and said, hey, dude, I got the afternoon off. What you doing? And he said, well, buddy, let's go, you know, Gord. Well, buddy, let's go swing some clubs and eat some steaks. And, you know, next thing you know, it's like 1 a.m. at his place. And we're passing the acoustic guitar back and forth at his place. He's got a beautiful spot there. And we were playing 90s country. Like, here's a Brooks and Dunn. You know, here's an Alan Jackson.
Awesome.
And we just had the best time catching up. He's a good guy.
Okay, so is golf the retreat that you use in summer? Of course, down in Nashville, you got a little longer season than we do up here. But is that your escape?
Well, it's just camaraderie with the guys, right? It's just time with the guys. A lot of guys in where I live in my neighborhood in Hendersonville, Tennessee. And, you know, it's what we do. But it's just been too dang hot to get out there. You know, we're actually coming into the nice season down there where it cools off a little bit.
Okay, so if you had to put a foursome together, who are you golfing with?
Oh, my Lord. Okay, like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Mike Weir, me. How about that?
That's a pretty good group of ringers.
Yeah, no, in country music, you know, Gord's a good golfer. Tebe can really golf well, too, actually. You know what? I probably bring along McCoy for the humor.
Really?
Jason McCoy for the laughs, you know. But maybe Chad Brownlee, and then boom, and Derek Rattan's not a good golfer at all. But we almost have the crew from my Friends of Mine video right there.
That would be a heck of a round, wouldn't it? It would take forever to play, I'm sure.
We would never get done.
No. Well, you brought it up, and I want to give you the best compliment that I think that I can give a person when I can listen to a song and say, I get it. And I go back 11 years ago when They Don't Make Them Like That Anymore. And again, relating right to my grandfather. Boom.
Right.
And now The Road That Raised You Up. It's like, whoa, that's some deep stuff that I can just like, I get it. I understand what you're saying. Tell me about the song, though.
Well, for me, for folks just tuning in, Jason Blaine here. I grew up in Ontario, in Pembroke, Ontario, just about an hour and a half, hour 45 from Ottawa, and grew up, you know, loving country music, listening to country radio, all the 90s guys. Always my dream to move to Nashville, and my wife and our four kids have been there 17 years.
Wow.
But once a year in June, we go back and I do a charity golf event in Pembroke. And we just had our 9th annual, and we've raised $840,000 for local charities. And
cool.
All that to say, you know, it's my way of staying connected to the road that raised me up. It's you know, it's my friends, it's my family, it's I just feel it in my bones. And even though I live in Tennessee and I love it, I love coming back to Canada. I love my hometown. You know, everybody has that special place in their heart, that special place that it's so just, it's hard to put words, but it feels like home, even though you don't live there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where the song really came from. It's the place that raised you up and kind of gave you the foundation to go out into the world and be somebody.
Yeah. I love it. It's a great song. We're going to play it now. Jason Blaine, let's not do this like in another decade from now.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Coming. Hey, huh?
Well, absolutely. I want to come back out here to Saskatoon. I'm getting the wheels in motion to come out and do a show. I love it out here. I shot all of my early videos out here. We used to do a lot of shows out here. I toured through here with Derek Rattan and Chad Brownlee on the Yorktown Throwdown tour.
You did,
and then with Tay Bay and James Otto, and I've done a bunch of other festivals and stuff. So we want to get back out this way, and because we miss you, I miss you, fans out here.
Make it in the spring or summer. We'll go golfing too.
I would love that.
Even though I didn't make your list. Come on, man.
Haven't seen you play.
Oh, no, that's true. You haven't seen the golf balls that I hit either. Jason Blaine, The Road That Raised You Up. Thank you so much.
Hey, man. Thank you. And, yeah, let's do that. Let's get that golf game in.